ESPN 101.9 FM is proud to bring you this special presentation of high school basketball. Our live coverage of the Boys District Championship Tournament is brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Additional sponsors include OmniSource, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Legacy Assisted Living, White's Restaurant and Catering, County National Bank, Al Rowe Steel, The Collector Zone, Jackson Public Schools, Jackson District Library, Northwest Community Schools, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, Jackson YMCA, American Title Company, Elm Plating, The Protection Center, Western School District, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants with our Players of the Game. It's high school basketball March Madness on ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority. Live from Mason High School, here's Greg O'Connor.
There's nothing like a Monday night in beautiful downtown Mason. We get set for this district clash in Class A between the Holt Rams, Vikings of Jackson High. Holt 16-4, outstanding basketball team, and you know, they lost twice in the league to East Lansing. Both were very close games. Other than that, they could be on top of this league. They're right on par, I guess, my point, with the unbeaten Trojans. Jackson High went up to Holt back mid-January and lost pretty tough game, 77-68. Holt came back at Jackson just not too awful long ago, back on February 21st. Holt beat the Vikings 76-61. But as Dan Crowley told us today on the noon sports show, Holt could not miss that night at the High. This is, I would label this the Greyhounds and the Pit Bulls, and the Jackson Vikings are the Pit Bulls. Maybe the smallest Class A team in Michigan against a team that's going to feature a Division I 6'10 center and a 6'5 power forward. That'll be tough to deal with, but Dan Crowley, very confident talking to Dan here before the game, and he's ready to go after him, hoping the third time is a charm here. We are courtside. We're probably 7 or 8 minutes away from tonight's tip. Again, our presenting sponsor, Phil Tripp, the great crew at Tripp's Auto Shop and Collision Center, and many, many fine sponsors bringing you tournament basketball this week here at Mason, and also, of course, the big Class C district out at Michigan Center this week. We have a doubleheader going on there and hope to have a score from that tilt here momentarily. Michigan Center playing East Jackson in the first game, and that Napoleon Concord game should be a beauty in the nightcap out at Napoleon with both teams at 15-5. Let's take a three break, and we'll be back on the pregame. We're about six away from the tip. Jackson High Holt on 101.9 FM.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid, a positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness, be a part of the greatness, be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Mike Smido, Western School Superintendent.
Really what it boils down to is we're going to take care of your child. We care about your child. When you come to Western, you're coming to our family, and we're going to take care of you. Your child is a very precious part of your family, and we're going to do our best to educate them to the best of their abilities and our abilities. And if that means they need to have online instruction, we want to provide that. We want to give your child an opportunity to succeed and be the best they can be.
Alro Plastics, offering plastic shapes and machine parts to Alro Steel's existing customer base. Alro Plastics product offerings include sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Their processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their industrial applications and stocking the appropriate engineered materials. Alro Plastics, since 1987, and online at arrowplastics.com.
High school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM Jackson Sports Authority. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
GOC back here courtside at Mason. And we're a couple minutes away. We'll probably squeeze one more break in here before the start of the game. But let's set you up here again. Jackson 9-11, Holt 6-14. The winner of tonight's game right back here on Wednesday night, they'll play Western. The Panthers are 16-4. That's a 6 o'clock game Wednesday, and the first half of a doubleheader. Nightcap will feature Mason at 9-11, Okemos at 12-8. And if we can project this out, the winner of this district heads to a regional at Gull Lake that is likely to feature Kalamazoo Central and East Lansing and Battle Creek Central, the way I have it penciled in. This winner likely a matchup with Kalamazoo Central, which would be the first game of the regional next week, a 5:30 game, and the second game would be Battle Creek, East Lansing. Again, those teams have to win, but all three are pretty heavily favored in their districts. That's kind of the way it is matching up. Great group of sponsors with us this week here in Mason, including the Protection Center, College and Career Access Center, Western Schools. We just heard from Superintendent Smida, Elm Plating, American Title Company, longtime high school sports sponsors here on the network, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, and the Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, Bob Richardson and the crew, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game following. Let's take another three-minute break, and when we come back, we'll be ready to jump things up. Holt Rams, Jackson Vikings, district basketball coming up on ESPN 101.9 FM.
Can you put a price on quality time with your family? Your time and your family are impossible to assign a value to. At Elm Plating, you can have more time with kids, more time for backyard barbecues, and less time on the road. Elm Plating has wages ranging from $13 an hour up to $25 per hour. How much are you spending in gas, wear and tear, and time on the road? Do the math and spend more time with the people who matter most. Apply today at elmplating.com. Elm Plating is an equal opportunity employer.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Need help with a college application? Looking for help with your FAFSA application? The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall. Maybe you're looking for additional help in starting a new career. The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall. The College and Career Access Center is there to help you in your pursuit of a post-secondary education or advancing your career. The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Hi, my name is Megan Forrest. I'm a senior at Lumen Christi Catholic School. Going through Lumen Christi, from all my 4 years, I've learned to really use all the tools that are given to me, and we're very well prepared for the future. That's the difference between us and normal schools. So Lumen Christi puts such emphasis on being ready for college and for our future, and using all the tools and all the people, all the mentors we have around us to make us the best people we can be.
My name is Stephanie Christovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. We want our students to change the world. Come be a part of the change. Our next open house will be Tuesday, March 7th. From 6 to 8:30 p.m.
High school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM Jackson Sports Authority. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Back here at Mason GOC, just about ready to go. Let's get you the starting lineups for the Vikings. Shante Suddeth, 5'11 senior. Marquise Robinson, 5'10 senior. Jonathan Robinson, 5'4 junior. Tyshawn Kelly is a 6 foot sophomore. Jonah Nolan, 6'4 junior for the Viking. Coached by Dan Crowley. Matt Essels, Holt Ram. Go with Caleb Cooper, 6 foot junior, and Troy Jordan, a 5'10 junior. Artavius King is a 6'1 junior. Jaron Fold, 6'10 senior, Division I player who will play at Columbia University next year. Very polished big man. And bruising 6'5 Miles Baker, the 6'5 senior, low block, rebounding type performer for the Rams. So it's the Greyhounds and the Pit Bulls here tonight. As we get set to go, Matt Essel, now long time at Holt. I believe years ago, I believe Essel may have been the girls coach years ago, or at least the JV coach. And Folds wins the tap, and we are underway here at Mason. And the big guy's got it inside, and he throws it away right into the seats. Early turnover. And the Vikings get it in full court pressure. Jonathan Robinson. It's a 2-2-1 trap. Robinson beats it into the front court. Drives and kicks it back for Marquise Robinson. Robinson, Robinson, Suddeth. Kelly and Nolan. Marquise drives and missed the shot. Nolan had the rebound, lost it. Ball on the floor. Vikings come up with it. Kick it into the corner. Marquise, dribble drive, kicks it out. Wild start this first possession. That ball's bounced all over the place. Here's Shawnee. Free throw line. Drop pass for Robinson. Suddeth on the wing. Into the lane. He pulls up. Good! Shawnee Suddeth. Vikes 2-0. And we played a minute here in the first quarter. Holt down in the front court. Lob it inside. A knockaway by the Vikings again. They tried to get it down to Miles Baker. And a nice play there by Jonah Nolan to knock that out of bounds. Inbounds play for the Rams underneath. Kick it out at the point. And now they get a reload with Artavius King. Kick it into the corner. Dribble drive. Oh, what a block by the Vikes. Shante Suddeth. Big time rejection. Holt will keep it. That was a thing of beauty defensively by Suddeth, who came out of nowhere, saved a layup, and knocked that out to the baseball diamond. 2-0 Jackson. Minute 40 in. Holt on the wing, a three try. No. Rebound, tipped out. Holt gets it. Looked like a walk, no call. Now a loose ball. Picked up. Vikings have it. Marquise drives up and no. Too hard off the window. Holt goes for a cherry pick bucket. Good. To tie it. Caleb Cooper. And we're 2-2. Holt gets out of that press in a hurry. Here's Kelly into the lane. Short shot. Not a good shot. Way off balance. Holt runs. Cooper up and no. Vikings get the rebound. I can't see the. I'm right behind the Holt bench. Here's Marquise Robinson. Outside to Kelly and to Jonathan Robinson. 2-2. 5.5 to go first. Little Jonathan. His pass chipped out of bounds by Artavius King. And Robinson swings around the horn. Out to Robinson. In and out on the three try. Folds the rebound. And here's Cooper, the long pass. Into the corner. Saved by King, cross court. A three out of the corner, no. Rebound, Baker inside for the layup. That was a great pass to Troy Jordan. Vikes looking to beat that pressure, and we'll get a foul on Caleb Cooper as he hip checked Tyshawn Kelly out of bounds. .442 to go, 4-2. Holt Jackson the ball with Shawnee Suddeth. Looks for a clear out. Wing right to Jonathan Robinson. Man defense. Folds kind of just stands in the middle. Robinson, good. Little Jonathan, 5-4, goes over 6-10. And we're tied at 4. Cooper to King. King dribble drive. Blocked by Nolan. Oh, boy, that looked like a good block. Cheap foul call there. And there was no body there at all. Nolan went right over the top and blocked that shot. Ref's got to learn to let that stuff go. That was a good block. King at the line. Hits it. Holt retakes the lead at 5-4. 4:09 to go here in the first quarter. And King flushes it. 6-4. Marquise Robinson stops, 10-footer, no. Jackson really rushing up some shots here. King down, works on Suddeth. Lost it, picks it up, out of bounds. And that'll go back to Jackson. Turnover on Holt. Vikes trail 6-4, backcourt, Robinson. He'll break the press. Great pass, no one had it. Wouldn't go to the basket with it. And now it's Sutton, Robinson. Little Robinson checked by Baker. Baker 6-5, Robinson's 5-4. And Marquise hands it off to Sutton. Dribble drive, kickoff. Now Suddeth in the corner. Pretty good defense here by Holt. Shawnee, shake and bake, dribble drive. Off the window, beautiful, by Shawnee Suddeth, 6'6". Right in the face of the big 6'10 folds. And we're tied with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Caleb Cooper. Out at the point, King in the corner. They have not really gotten it to the 6'10 player. Jackson shut him off. Down the lane. There's a miss. Loose ball out of bounds. Jackson ball. Pitbulls hanging in there in this first quarter. 2:47 to go. Vikings send in Montez White. Marquise Robinson, what a move to White. Missed the shot. Robinson kept him alive. Jonathan hits it. Marquez kept it alive, and little Jonathan Robinson fires it in. 8-6, Jay High. 2:25 to go in the first. Here's Foles. Picked his pocket, Robinson. To Robinson! Missed it. Goodness. Wide open layup, and it looks like he lost it. He said he was fouled. No whistle. Beautiful job on defense. They were all over Folds like a cheap suit. Picked his pocket. 2:10 to go in the first. 8-6 Jackson on 101.9 FM. Here's King. Fakes a three. Deep in the corner. Cross court, dribble drive. Back to King for three. Good. 9-8 Holt. Jonathan Robinson all the way up and good. Right in the face of 6'10. Unbelievable. Here's Cooper. This Jonathan Robinson is quite a little player. They kick it into the corner to King, a three, no. Rebound, out of bounds. Save, Jackson's got it. Jonathan Robinson, is he fun to watch or what? Hands to Shanti Suddeth. A three, no. Brick. Folds unchallenged under the glass. Jackson won't get a lot of rebounds. Here's King. Cooper. King cross court, dribble drive, and missed it. Tip, no. Foles got bumped by Marquise Robinson. Foles really not, for 6'10", not much of a factor. And Jackson's drove right in his face about three times, and he has not been able to block a shot. Free throw is no good. Host of substitutions for both teams. Jamar Paris in for Jackson. Rasheem Owens. One more for Folds. That's in and out. And Lance Taylor's in. Jackson could not get that rebound, and they'll go back to the line and shoot two. No, they said it was on the floor, so it'll be an inbound for Holt. Here comes Denning. Just into the lineup, Artavius King. And King drives, no, and a foul. Looks like that's on Montez White. Three quick fouls here on Jackson. Another big kid in for Holt, Josh Adado, 6'2 junior. And he looks like one of those bridges I went under about an hour ago. That kid is huge. Jonah Nolan back in. Kelly back in for Dan Crowley. 10-10 tie, and King at the line for Holt. 30 seconds left. Fast-paced first quarter. That one's no good. Jackson the rebound. They get it out in a hurry. Here's a drive. Beautiful finger roll by Rasheem Owens right in the face of 6'10". Jackson, impressive how they're taking the ball to the rack against a 6'10 player in the low block. Holt will play for the last shot. 5 seconds. They go baseline. They get trapped. Foles going to shoot. No way short. And the Vikings have the lead after the first quarter. Very impressive performance by the High. 12-10. Jackson back in a minute on 101.9 FM.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
To high school basketball, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center on ESPN 101.9 FM Jackson Sports Authority.
GOC back here at Mason, 12-10 J High after one. Jackson ball, and we're underway in the second. Shawnee Sutter out top, dribble drive, leaves it off for Marquise Robinson. A shake and bake, a spin, up, and no good. Had the rebound, lost it. He just jumped right over 6'10". Couldn't hang on, and Dotto is fouled as he goes for a layup. That's probably a pretty good foul. Adado's about as wide as the lane. First on Shawnee Sutter. And Adado, crafty left-hander, brick. And he'll shoot one more. Robinson. Nolan back in. Starting group for Jackson, Tyshawn Kelly. Free throw. Another brick. Great rebound, Sutter. Shawnee dribble drive. Threw it away. Bad pass. Tried to force something that was absolutely not there. And the Rams look to tie. Get it in the corner to King. And back outside, they get a reload. Dribble drive here. Lost ball. Rams save it in the corner. And King kicks it back outside to Malachi McLean. Just came in. King. McLean. Long three here. No. Great rebound there and a foul on Adato as he clobbered Tyshawn Kelly, the 6-foot sophomore. You just wonder, these kids, how they are able to get in there against 6'5", 6'10". Here's Shawnee, pulls up, fills it! 14-10, Vikings. Shawnee just outside the free throw line, just pulled up and made no mistake. There's the big guy inside, taken away by Kelly. He's hammered, no call. Vikings get it back, Suddeth. Shawnee shaking, baking down the lane. Here's the three. No. Shawnee almost kept that alive. Vikes by four. Here's a drive into the lane. Blocked by Nolan. Nolan blocked the shot. Here comes Sutta. Two on four. To Robinson. Back to Shawnee. He fires. No short. Nobody underneath for the high. Another really rush shot for the Vikings. And McLean. Denning back to McLean in the corner. King can't get anywhere. Adato drives. And, oh, nice shot by Adato. 14-12. Marquise Robinson to Jonathan Robinson. They're all over him. They know he can. He's a streaky three-shooter. There's a foul. About time that was called as Kelly got hammered by Denning. Kelly, about a minute ago, got tackled. No call. I guess that's okay if you do that both ways. Shawnee Suddeth. Robinson. Marquise into the painted area. Here's a drive, Kelly. Jonathan Robinson. Travel. And Holt gets it back, 4:52 to go here in the first half. Holt knows they're in a dogfight. Caleb Cooper, the point guard, is back in, starting point guard. He drives and kicks it off for an open jumper. No. Rebound. Holt got that. Lost it. Big guy off the window. Finally hit one. And we're tied at 14. Suddeth all the way. Up, no. Cherry pick. Breakout. And missed the layup. And Jackson gets it back. How in the world did they miss that layup? Unbelievable. Here's a three. No. Another rush, really poor shot by Jackson. That was Rasheem Owens. Nobody back for the Vikings, and he unloads a triple. Tied at 14, four to go. First half, Cooper drives in. And they get the baseline. Good. Nice drive by Josh Denning. Here's Suddeth. Six in a row. Suddeth lost it again. Timeout for Danny Crowley. Three straight turnovers for Jackson. Take a break. Back in 30 on 101.9 FM.
Can you put a price on quality time with your family? Your time and your family are impossible to assign a value to. At Elm Plating, you can have more time with kids, more time for backyard barbecues, and less time on the road. Elm Plating has wages ranging from $13 an hour up to $25 per hour. How much are you spending in gas, wear and tear, and time on the road? Do the math and spend more time with the people who matter most. Apply today at elmplating.com. Elm Plating is an equal opportunity employer.
Back to high school basketball, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center on ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Back at Mason, tonight's action, our presenting sponsor is Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Many other great sponsors here. Holt has scored six straight points. Three straight Jackson High turnovers. Holt leads 16-14. Vikes had a chance to go up seven. They led 14-10. They had a triple that just rimmed in and out. But after that, three straight turnovers. Cooper, Adato, throws up a grenade. No, Kelly. Off to Robinson. Goes right to the rack. And you got to put that. Here's a steal. Suddeth. Loose ball. Robinson gets it back. Shawnee out of the corner. Good! And he got knocked over. No call. Gets the three. 17-16 Vikings. That was a big turnaround. Caleb Cooper. Denning, Cooper at the top, gets a pick. Denning's open, hits it. That was a three ball for Denning. Jonathan Robinson. Fakes left, goes right. Out to Suddeth at the top. Dribble drive. Robinson to Robinson. Marquez drives through the lane, kicks it off for Jonathan. No. Nobody near the basket for Jackson. Here's a run out for Cooper. Denning drives and got it. What a shot by Denning. Vikes get inside. Oh, beauty. Tayshawn Kelly. That was a rainmaker he came down and threw in. 21-19 hold. 1:45 to go in the first half. Folds. Down low, Adato scores. At size, just too much there. Marquez Robinson. Into the lane. Kelly drives. Kicks it back for Robinson. Suddeth. Into the lane. Lost it. No call. That could have been a walk there on Denning. No call. Boy, Shawnee got hammered. Folds into the corner. They get a three. No. Jackson the rebound. Suddeth. He's hammered. Finally get a call. Jeez. Come on. That's on Caleb Cooper. Second and Cooper, just four fouls on Holt. Here in the first half. Here's Rasheem Owens. Through the lane. Oh, beautiful move by Owens. Gets a finger roll. '23-'21. 40 seconds. Folds. Denning drives inside. Out of bounds. Jackson ball. Turnover on Holt. 30 seconds left. So let's see if Jackson runs it down or not. They trail by two. Good first half for the Vikings. Got a foul on Holt inside. Looks like it's on the big guy there, Baker. Suddeth on the inbound, 18 seconds. Kelly to Robinson. The little guy hands it to Shawnee. Works on King. And he fires. No. Holt leads by two at halftime. 23-21 here at the half. Holt by a deuce. Very pesky first half for the Vikings. And they, thing is, they're right in there, and they did not shoot well at all. And some of their shot selection would be questioned, but that's really the way they play. It's a helter-skelter game. And they are right in there with a much bigger team that is 16-4 and probably a top 15 team in Michigan. 3-minute break. We'll be back. We're at the half. Holt 23, Jackson 21 on ESPN 101.9 FM.
The Jackson District Library presents 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, an ongoing event at the JDL. The goal, to have read 1,000 books to your child before he or she starts kindergarten. Now is the time to promote lifelong reading habits and bond with your child. Register now at any JDL branch location and receive a book bag and a prize. Then keep track of your reading online or on a paper log. And stop in any time you have completed 100 books and receive a rubber ducky. After finishing 1,000 books, your child will receive a free book. Details online at myjdl.com. Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Need help with a college application? Looking for help with your FAFSA application? The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall. Maybe you're looking for additional help in starting a new career. The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall. The College and Career Access Center is there to help you in your pursuit of a post-secondary education or advancing your career. The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
The Jackson District Library presents 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, an ongoing event at the JDL. The goal, to have read 1,000 books to your child before he or she starts kindergarten. Now is the time to promote lifelong reading habits and bond with your child. Register now at any JDL branch location and receive a book bag and a prize. Then keep track of your reading online or on a paper log. And stop in any time you have completed 100 books and receive a rubber ducky. After finishing 1,000 books, your child will receive a free book. Details online at myjdl.com.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
High school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM Jackson Sports Authority. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Back at Mason GOC. Pit Bulls right in there at halftime. trailing Holt by 2, 23-21. Pretty wild first half. One thing, Jackson overcame that stretch there where they turned it over three or four times. Holt had a chance, really, to kind of open up a lead, did not do that. What Holt did that last probably 4 minutes of the first half, they got it to the big guy in the high post, and he was dumping it down to the two other big kids. And I'm sure that's something. And they did get a couple buckets out of that. But for the most part, Jaron Folds, 6'10 senior, going to Columbia next year. Jackson's done a wonderful job on him. Now, he's got his share of defensive rebounds down here because Jackson just really, a lot of times, did not get to the glass. They were letting early shots go, some of their breakouts. Over on 970, all as expected, all Michigan center there, wiping out East Jackson after three quarters, 68-37 there. Second game should be a beauty with Napoleon and Concord. And they'll play about 25 minutes after the conclusion. That first game probably shortly after 7, and you catch that 970 and 101.5 FM. The girls tomorrow night. Let's check that real quick. Michigan Center girls are at Adrian Madison, and they play Blissfield. Blissfield 21-2, and the Lady Cardinals at 20-3. The other matchup there is Ann Arbor Green Hill 17-4, Grass Lake 15-6. Springport girls are at Granville Calvin Christian. The first game is Plymouth Westphalia, Grand Rapids Covenant. And Springport at 19-3 will take on Muskegon West Michigan Christian in the nightcap. They are 14-9. We're keeping our eye also on undefeated Pittsford. They play a good Morris team tomorrow. Morris 19-4, Pittsford 23-0. The other two teams in there, Ann Arbor Steiner, they're 20-1. Hillsdale Academy at 16-7. Look for Pittsford to cruise through that regional. And Chelsea, the Chelsea girls tomorrow playing Detroit Henry Ford. I believe that regional is at Chelsea. Three break, and we'll be back with the start of the second half. Two teams trickling back out. Holt 23, Jackson 21 as we approach the second half on ESPN 101.9 FM.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
Can you put a price on quality time with your family? Your time and your family are impossible to assign a value to. At Elm Plating, you can have more time with kids, more time for backyard barbecues, and less time on the road. Elm Plating has wages ranging from $13 an hour up to $25 per hour. How much are you spending in gas, wear and tear, and time on the road? Do the math and spend more time with the people who matter most. Apply today at elmplating.com. Elm Plating is an equal opportunity employer.
Mike Smida, Western School Superintendent.
Really what it boils down to is we're going to take care of your child. We care about your child. When you come to Western, you're coming to our family, and we're going to take care of you. Your child is a very precious part of your family, and we're going to do our best to educate them to the best of their abilities and our abilities. And if that means they need to have online instruction, we want to provide that. We want to give your child an opportunity to succeed and be the best they can be.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
High school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
And welcome back, Mason High School. Thank Athletic Director Greg Ladig. Very fine crew here at Mason. Run a very nice event here this evening. Very well organized. Nice to see. And Holt has a 2-point lead, and we have 16 minutes to go. Holt basketball to start the second half. Jackson into a zone. They kick it over the zone, and King hits it. Jackson really forced to play a zone, and they're throwing over the zone. Here's Robinson all the way. Great pass to Nolan. Jonah Nolan gets his first basket. Beautiful dump off by Robinson. Jonathan, 25-23. King dribble drives, walks, no call. Three, good. King ran right through the lane and kicked it into the corner, but he took about four steps. Dunneth pocket picked again. Shawnee just trying to do too much. And here's King. Shut off by Marquise Robinson. Dumps it over to Caleb Cooper. This is Holt's biggest lead. 5 points. Here's a three, open look. Off the window! Did he call that? Troy Jordan. Holt comes out on fire. Here's Robinson. Lost it. He got double teamed. Jackson will keep it. Holt has come out here. 8-2 run. First 90 seconds. Robinson. Hacked and hammered. And a foul. That's three on Caleb Cooper. Dunneth to Marquise Robinson. Dribble drive all the way. Up and good. Right in the face of Fold. Here's King. Again, they're getting some open looks against the zone. Here's a knock away, loose ball, and Holt gets it back. Good play by Marquise Robinson. Almost got the pick. Folds, misses, and Robinson the rebound. Vikes down six, Marquise. Tut at the three. No. Boy, that rolled around would not drop. Got to take that shot, wide open three. King in the corner. gets it back. They just play catch against the zone. Foles can't do anything against Nolan. And they throw it away. And the Vikes get it back. They're down 6. 31-25, 5:35 to go here in the third. Over on WKHM, all Michigan Center. In fact, they've just won 88-58. 88-58, Michigan Center over East Jackson. There's a block by Folds, and that goes out of bounds. That's the first one. First big-time rejection on Rasheem Owens. What Jackson, they can't be intimidated by that. They've had success all night. Here's Robinson. To Robinson. A pull-up. No. Long rebound. Holt runs with it. Lost it. Robinson picks it. And reverse layup. He goes underneath the big man. What a shot by Marquise Robinson. 31-27. Foles went up for the shot. Marquise Robinson went under and around. Used the basket as a screen. 31-27. Here's King. Launches a three. No. Oh, he got it. Wow. King has really hurt the Vikings here. And a timeout for Dan Crowley. 34-27. Take a 30 break. We're right back on 101.9 FM.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Back to high school basketball, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center on ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Back at Mason, 4:41 to go in the third. Mason, or Holt, excuse me, has been on fire here in the quarter. They have scored 11 points already. Outscored Jackson 11-6. Viking basketball, they're down 7. Holt shows a little, looks like they're going to go into some kind of half-court pressure. And Suddeth walks at front court. Goes to Owens. Owens down the lane to Kelly. Suddeth lost it again. Another turnover. Ball's loose on the floor and a held ball. Jackson will get it. Too many turnovers and really overhandling the ball for Shawnee Suddeth. Robinson to Robinson. Little Jonathan out at the point. Pulls up. Good. Boy, is he is a fun player. 34-29. Listed at 5. He can't be 5'4". Here's almost a knock away by Kelly. Well, he did knock it away, but he knocked it into the stands. They keep using that skip pass across the zone into the weak side corner. King at the top. Here's a long three. In and out. What a job by Owens to keep it alive. Robinson all the way. Good! Jonathan Robinson again. 34-31. Vikes back to within three. Artavius King at the top. Vikes are, they're playing their guts out here. Into the big guy. Here's a block inside by Kelly. What a block. Leaves it for Robinson. Here comes the little guy. Slips. They get it into the corner. Owens! No. Rebound Jackson. Sutton. Robinson a three. In and out. Wow. Two pretty good looks. Here comes King. Into the corner. They drive and miss. Put back good. Nobody there on a block out for Jackson. 36-31. Big turnaround. Jackson missed two triples that could have tied the game. Then they give up the putback. Robinson works on Denning. Sutton. Marquise, dribble drive. Lost it. Oh. They just won't call a foul in there. A lot of contact on Marquise. They say he kicked it out of bounds. And Holt gets it back. 36-31, they lead by five. Baker, who is a big 6'5 kid, has done nothing. Denning to Folds. Denning a drive, shut off. Here's King. Scoops and scores. Lead back up to seven. Robinson to Sutton. And Jonathan. Good, a triple. You gotta love the little guy. Here's King. Cooper. And they miss a layup. Put back, no. Sutton the rebound. Shawnee is finally, they call that. They hammer Sutton. Almost went down. Sutton's not going to go down unless somebody knocks him over. And they call a foul. Troy Jordan. 38-34, Vikings ball. Here's Sutton. 1:22 to go. This has been an entertaining tilt. Rasheem Owens at the top. Got picked. Loose ball. Marquise Robinson got it back. He got hammered by King. By all rights, that probably should have been a layup at the other end for Holt. Robinson made just a heck of a play after Owens coughed it up. Marquise Robinson, round the back, to the top. Lost it over to Owens. He drives and turned it over. And steal Jackson. Here's Marquise. All the way, and he's hammered. No, they call it travel. Jackson's had their opportunities. They're just not playing very smart. You got to give the ball up. If there's nothing there, don't try to make something out of nothing. And they all do. Jamar Paris in for Dan Crowley. Also, Lance Taylor with 40. It's like Holt wants to run it down. And Jackson will let them do that. No pressure on the ball. Now they step out with 15. And they call a foul. That's the first foul of the quarter. Jamar Paris with 14. Ten seconds. Here's a takeaway. Sutton at the buzzer. No. Great job. Great defense by Jackson. And they got it. They ended up getting a triple out of that. But not a good shooting quarter. They're still only down four. 38-34. We're back in a minute on 101.9 FM with the fourth quarter.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street, in the old Jacobson store for the home.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving, and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid, a positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness, be a part of the greatness, be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
Back to high school basketball, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center on ESPN 101.9 FM Jackson Sports Authority.
Here we go, fourth quarter on 101.9 FM. GLC Mike Reed with you tonight. Dump it down. Big guy's got a layup. That's the first time all night they've went high and been able to dump it down to the big 6'10 guy, just unchallenged. Jonathan Robinson. Suddeth picked it up. Here's a three, in and out. And a tough break there. That was Taylor. Here's a miss. Put back good. This can't block out the big guy. Got a couple garbage putbacks here, and it's 42-34. Robinson a three. Good. Jonathan Robinson. Amazing. 42-37. Jackson hangs tough. 6:50 to go in the basketball game. Winner plays Western here Wednesday night. Denning. There's the lob. Big guy. You got to hammer him. Missed it. He'll go to the line. Two shots for Jaron Folds. And a timeout for Dan Crowley. We'll take a 30 break. We're right back. Holt by five on 101.9 FM.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
High school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM Jackson Sports Authority, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Okay, the big guy, Jaron Folds, at the free throw line, and he'll shoot two. Hold up five. Kelly, Nolan, Suddeth, Robinson, Robinson. Brick for Falls. He'll shoot again. Got to get the rebound if he misses. And knock that one in. Kelly drops it for Suddeth. Suddeth all the way. Lost it. Got it into Robinson. Oh, he missed a bunny. That's tipped in by Suddeth. He tipped it right out of Folds' hands, and the ball went in the basket. You got to be living right. 43-39. Unbelievable. Holt by four, 6:10 to go. Denning, dribble drive on the baseline. Throws it away. Robinson to Robinson. All the way, up and good. 43-41. The Vikings roar back with four in a row. 5:50 to go. Viking fans making a little noise here. 43-41. Ball with Cooper at the top. They're looking for the big guy. Not as many perimeter shots. They're trying to get that ball to low. Here's Cooper driving. Kick off in the corner. That shot's no good. Denning got the rebound. Almost threw it away. Good job by Kelly to shut off Cooper. Holt gets a reload. Cooper check. Denning in the corner. Got it. He has been a killer. 46-41. Robinson. Dribble drive. Kelly all the way to the basket. No, it wouldn't go. It hung there. Unbelievable. That is incredible. That ball hung on the... That hung on the rim for about 4 seconds. Here's a foul on Marquise Robinson. Just three fouls on the Vikes. Nolan out for Rasheem Owens. Vikes have a couple sophomores, and they'll have Jonathan Robinson. I don't know if there's anybody really funner to watch in the area than that young man. Almost a walk there. Denning down the lane. Throws it up and thing goes in. He just threw it up. 48-41. Robinson. Fell down. Jackson got a timeout before a turnover. Full timeout. We'll be back in a minute. Jackson trails by 7.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For 4 generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Are you caring for a loved one? Could you use some time to yourself? Respite care at Legacy Assisted Living is the answer. Let us help you care for your loved one while you catch up on life. Whether it be a few hours, a few days, or a few weeks, we are here for you. Call Kim at 517-764-2000 to learn more.
Lloyd Denton Retirement Centers, 45 years of still caring.
High school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Jackson basketball underneath. Need a bucket. Get it into Kelly. Dropped it. Picks it up to Robinson. Terrible pass by Kelly. Sunneth somehow got it back. Robinson a three. No. And Denning, what a job for Holt to take that rebound. And Holt's content really to just, now they kick it away. Robinson dives down and Denning picks it up. Holt got a timeout there. They were about to lose the ball, but they took a timeout in the helter-skelter. But that was a really bad possession for Jackson. After they caught a break, they got a timeout when Robinson fell down to the ball. And just, that was a brutal trip. Down 7, they really needed something out of that. Holt's going to be very patient now. Try to open up the two big guys and maybe win this thing at the free throw line. Jackson's going to have to put him there. Each team has only three fouls here in the second half. Again, over on 970, Michigan Center, 88-58 over Jackson. They should just be teeing up the Napoleon Concord game over there with Steve Boyle and Jason Smith. They'll be back there for a doubleheader on Wednesday, and we'll be back here with this winner and Western on Wednesday. No matter who wins this, Western will be pretty hard-pressed against either one of these operations. Caleb Cooper on the throw-in to Denning. Josh Denning is really 6-foot senior, has just come off the bench. He did not start. And he's done a wonderful job for Coach Matt Essel. 3:20 to go. And there's a foul on Marquise Robinson. There's an interception, Owens. Here's Suddeth. Johnny all the way. Missed it, but a foul. On the floor, so it'll be a Jackson possession. Yeah, you got to have Jonathan Robinson in. Kelly comes out. Kelly's played well. Robinson can get you some triples. Marquise in the corner. Lost it. Jonathan picks it up all the way and throws it out of bounds. Boy, that looked like it went off folds, but apparently not. King back in. He has it in the backcourt. Jackson pressuring in that backcourt, trying to get a trap on King. And Holt has to take a timeout. They were about to get a 10-second call. I hate that. But they got the call before the 10-second. And we'll take a quick break. 30 break right back. Holt still leads by 7 on 101.9 FM.
My name is Stephanie Christovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. Our mission at Lumen Christi is to create young men and women who, through their faith, have the tools and skills necessary to go out and change our world. Through the things that they've learned at Lumen Christi, through kindness and character, knowledge and wisdom, that they have the ability to go and make positive change in their community and greater communities around the world. At Lumen Christi Catholic School, we want our students to change the world. Come be a part of the change. Our next open house will be Tuesday, March 7th from 6 to 8:30 p.m.
Back to high school basketball, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center on ESPN 101.9 FM Jackson Sports Authority.
Holt front court with the basketball. 2.5 to go, and they're just playing catch. Here comes King. He's out of control. Missed the shot. They call a foul. Gets on Sutter. That will send Artavius King. King hit some big shots early. Hasn't done much since then. And he rattles that free throw in, 49-41. Jay High's going to need some quick buckets here. And Holt's not. They're just going to try to win this at the line. And he made them both. Here's Owens. Robinson goes one-on-one right around his man. Up and good. 50-43, press on. Denning. Double teamed. Oh, Vikes just missed that pass. And there's a drive and score. Caleb Cooper. Here's Owens, lost it again. Owens should not be handling the ball. He's turned it over a number of times, and a foul on Jackson. 1:47 to go. Gutty effort. Looks like it's going to come up short for the Vikes. Dan Crowley's going to take a time. We'll take a quick break, 30 break. Right back. Holt has their biggest lead of the night, 9 points, 52-43. With 1:47 to go on 101.9 FM.
Can you put a price on quality time with your family? Your time and your family are impossible to assign a value to. At Elm Plating, you can have more time with kids, more time for backyard barbecues, and less time on the road. Elm Plating has wages ranging from $13 an hour up to $25 per hour. How much are you spending in gas, wear and tear, and time on the road? Do the math and spend more time with the people who matter most. Apply today at elmplating.com. Elm Plating is an equal opportunity employer.
Back to high school basketball, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center on ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Be a Holt inbounder here. 1:47 to go. Next foul will put Holt at the line. Denning got it into King. Cooper threw it away. They saved it before it went out of bounds. Another timeout for Holt. They got a double team in the corner. Good double team by the Vikings, and Holt takes another timeout. 1:34. We'll squeeze in another 30 break. And right back on 101.9 FM.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering. Get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone. Connected to Peterson Jewelers next to the Hunt Club.
High school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, Jackson Sports Authority. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Hey, we're back. Jackson got a pick. Sunneth got it away from the big guy. And Marquise Robinson. To Shawnee. Marquise fires. Good, a triple. 6 point game. Vikes need a steal. Try to get a trap on Denning. They don't get it. And he throws it down here. And a block by Sutton. Wow. They called a foul, though. Sutton got it. There's no way in the world anybody was going to put that ball in. And free throws. Holt's been good there, especially in the second half. And that's Troy Jordan. Knocks that one in, 53-46. 66 seconds left. That one good. Bikes down quickly. Sutton. All the way to the basket. Up and good. 54-48. And Vikes can't get back, and Holt gets a layup. Here's Robinson. To Robinson. A three. Oh, rolled on the ring, no. And that's going to be it. Oh, we'll just freeze it out here. 30 seconds. Here's King. Drives and scores. And Suddeth drives in and missed the layup. Holt basketball. I don't like to see Jackson quit like this. They just kind of gave up here in the last 30 seconds. And this one's over, 58-48. That was Holt's biggest lead of the night. And they barely escaped. They know that. Jackson had a chance to win this game. They got to within a bucket about 3 minutes into this fourth quarter. Couldn't get it done. Too many turnovers. 58-48. Two-minute break. We'll come back, wrap it up. Our Subway player of the game on 101.9 FM.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
High school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM Jackson Sports Authority. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
And we thank Bill and the crew at Trips Auto Shop and Collision. They'll be with us all week here and all week over at Michigan Center, where the early game tonight over on 970. Michigan Center roll past East Jackson 88-58. And just underway there is Concord and Napoleon, both teams at 15-5. Western will be here Wednesday. They'll have their work cut out against the Rams, who got a great performance off the bench from Josh Denning. He lit the Vikings up in the second half. That Vikings had that packed-in zone. They were throwing over it. Denning was getting some open looks from three, and he put the dagger in time and time again. Jonathan Robinson, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game for Jackson High, and he'll be back next year, and he is an exciting player to watch. He kept the Vikings in it, but just not enough against the bigger Ram operation. 6'10", 6'5", 6'5", didn't hurt him at all. 6'10", finally did late. But the outside shooting, really, and the open looks that size creates really made a difference in this game. Jackson played their guts out. They couldn't have played any harder tonight, and they were close. They got that lead down to two, but that's as close as they could come. 58-48 again, our final. We thank Mike Reed, all of our great sponsors tonight, and we'll be back here Wednesday when the Western Panthers will get a crack at Holt Wednesday night, and that is, let me double check that, first half of the doubleheader. They will play at 6 o'clock, followed by Mason and Okemos at 7:30 on Wednesday. For Mike Reed, Greg O'Connor. Final again, Holt 58, Jackson 48. Thanks for your time this time. Till next time.